B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to start learning Shabbos Daf Beis, the first Daf in Masechtas Shabbos. Masechtas Shabbos starts with the Mishnah Yitzios HaShabbos. Just a very short introduction, what we need to be able to understand the Mishnah. One of the Lamates Melochas that we're going to learn about later on in the Masechta is called Hoitzah Mirashus L'Rashus. Min HaTorah, there are two basic domains. There's one called Rishus HaYochid, a private domain, and one called Rishus HaRabim, a public domain. One of the Lamates Melochis, one of the seriously forbidden Melochis, that you're not allowed to do them on Shabbos, and if you do, they're punishable by death, is to carry from one domain to the next, either from a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Now this could refer either to somebody who's standing in a Rishus HaRabim and he, with his hands, he picks up something in the Rishus HaRabim and puts it into the Rishus HaYochid, or if he puts his hand into Rishus HaYochid and takes something out into the Rishus HaRabim. That's called Hoitzah, taking something out from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, or Hachnosa, taking something from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. And the same could apply to somebody who's standing inside the house, that he could take something with his hands, he'll take something from inside and do a hoitzah and take it out. Or he could do a hachnosa, he could put his hands out, reach out for something outside and bring it in. And in order not to get confused between constantly having to say the person inside, the person outside, Chazal had a very good idea how to take care of this. He said, regularly, generally speaking, a balabayis, a homeowner, maybe somebody who's more financially stable, he's inside the house. The person outside will often be a poor person going from door to door collecting food, collecting money. So when we're talking about somebody outside, we may well refer to him as an oni. And when we're talking about somebody inside the house, we may well refer to him as being the Baal Habayis. One of the conditions to have transgressed the Meloch of Hoitzah is that you've done three things. Akira, you've lifted something up either from the Rishus HaRabim or the Rishus HaYochid. You've done the Hoitzah, the Ha'avorah, the transformation from one Rishus to the other Rishus. And then Hanocha, you've put it down. In the absence of either an Akira, lifting up, or a hanocha, putting down, Meleches Hoitzah is not a typically, or not the way Meleches Hoitzah is regularly done, and therefore it may be osa to do part of the melacha and not do the whole melacha, as we're going to see, but to be chayev misa for Hoitzah is only if you have akira, ha'avara, which is transformation from one rishus to the next, either hachnosa or Hoitzah, taking in or taking out, and then a hanocha. With that introduction in mind, let's start reading the Mishnah, and I'm not going to keep translating the same words, akira, hanocha, rishus hayochid, rishus harabim. We all know what they mean now, and we'll understand what's going on here. Says the Mishnah, yitzios hashabbos shtayim shehin arba bifnim. The bifnim is referring to the person inside the Baal HaBayis. There's two, which is four. There's two ways that he could transgress the entire melacha of Hoitzah with Misa. As we said before, if he's either doing an Akira inside, taking something out and doing a Hanocha outside, or doing an Akira outside, taking something in and doing the Hanocha inside. Shehin Arba. There's going to be another two cases that the person inside, the Baal HaBayis, will also have done part of the Avera of Hoitzah, but not the entire Avera, and therefore he will be potter from the severe punishments, but it's still Osa. And similarly, Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz, the Oni, the person standing in Rishus HaRabim, he's also got two ways of transgressing the entire Meloch of Hoitzah, either Akira outside, a Hachnosa, Hanocha inside, or an Akira inside, a Hoitzah and a Hanocha outside. That's the Shtayim. Shehin Arba, there's another two cases which are included in this Mishnah that the Oni could be transgressing, even though he won't be transgressing the entire Melacha, he will not be punished by death, but he will still have done an Issa Drabonon. Ketzad, the Mishnah is going to give us now 8 examples, and we have to pay attention to the differences between the 8, and we'll understand exactly what's going on. The first one, Ha'oni Oimid Bachutz, Ubalabais Bifnim. That's an introduction to all of them, as we said before. The Oni is somebody standing outside in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Balabais is the one who's inside in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Case number one, Poshat Ha'oni Es Yodoi Lifnim. The Oni is standing outside. He puts his hand inside the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. V'nosan L'toich Yodoi Shel Balabais. Which means this poor person, he has a basket in his hand. He hopes the Balabais is going to put some food in it. He lifts up the basket outside. He puts the basket into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid and puts it down into the hands of the Balabais. Which means that the Oni has done an Akira, a Hachnosa, and a Hanocha. Oy shenotal mitoicha v'hoitzi ha'oni. Or if the poor man takes his empty hand into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid and he lifts something off the hands of the Balabais, doing an Akira, taking whatever the Balabais gave him, taking it out, doing a Hoitzah, and then putting it down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, a Hanocha, V'hoitzi ha'oni. In that case, V'hoitzi takes out ha'oni chayev. The Oni has done an Akira, a Hachnosa or Hoitzah, and a Hanocha. The Oni is chayev, is going to be chayev for the entire melacha of Hoitzah. Ubalabais potter. The Balabais didn't do anything. Either the Oni took his basket and put it down in the Balabais' hands, it may not be so kind of the Balabais to be there to receive this the basket from the poor person, because now this poor person is going to be chayev misa. Or he may be chayev misa if there were two witnesses, etc. But he's clearly done a very serious avera. But the Balabais himself has not taken part in any of the 3 parts of the melacha. He's not done an akira, not done any ha'avara, nor has he done a hanocha. And therefore, he's completely potter. He's done nothing. Case number 3. Poshat Balabais es yodoi l'chutz v'nosan l'toich yodoi shel oni. The Balabais takes some food, lifts it up in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, puts his hand outside, does a hoitzah, puts it down into the hands of the Oni. He's done an Akira and a Hanocha and a hoitzah. He's done the full melacha. Oy shenotal mitoicha v'hichnis. Or if the Balabais put his empty hand out, took the basket off the hands of the Oni, doing an Akira, bringing it into his home, doing a Hachnosa, putting it down, doing a Hanocha, he's done an entire melacha. In that case, Balabais chayev, the Balabais has done the entire melacha of Hoitzah, va'oni potter. And the Oni is completely potter because the Oni did not do an Akira, nor a Hanocha. Those are the first 4 cases. The first 2 are applied to the Oni, who does the entire melacha, either Hachnosa or Hoitzah. The second 2 is referring to the Balabais, who does the entire melacha, either Hoitzah or Hachnosa. Case number 5. And the next 4 cases in the Mishnah are where they're both going to do part of the Melacha, either an Akira or the Hanocha, and either one of them is going to each time either do the Hachnosa or the Hoitzah. Let's see inside. Poshat Ha'oni Es Yodoi Lifnim. If the poor person lifts up his basket in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he does the Knisa, but he does not put it down. He does not do the Hanocha. V'notal Balabais mitoicha. The Balabais takes the basket out of the Oni's hands. So the poor person, the Oni, has done an Akira, a Hachnosa, and the Balabais did the Hanocha. Oy shenosan l'toicha v'hoitzi. Or in a case where the Balabais did the Akira, he lifted up with the food and gave it to the Oni. The Oni did the Hoitzah, took it out, and the Hanoch and put it down. In both those cases, Shneim Pturim. They've both done something wrong, but they've both potter because neither of them did an entire Melocha. In case number 5, in the first of these last 2 we just learnt, the poor person is the one that did the Akira and the Hachnosa and the Balabais did the Hanocha, and in the second case, the Balabais did the Akira and the Oni did the Hoitzah and the Hanocha. Continues the Mishnah, case number 7. Poshad Balabais es Yodoy Lechutz v'notal he'oni mitoicha. The Balabais did the Akira, he lifted out the bread. Lifted up the bread in his Roshos HaYochid. He put his hand out into the Roshos HaRabim. He did a Hoitzah, but he did not put it down. He did not do a Hanocha. The Oni, not a Le'oni Mitoicha, the poor person took the food out of the Balabais' hand. The poor person did the Hanocha. Oi, the last case in the Mishnah, Shenosan Le'toicha, if the poor person lifted up his basket and put it into the Balabais' hand, the Balabais' hand was stretched out into the Roshos HaRabim, and now v'hichnis, the Balabais does the Hachnosa and the Hanocha, he puts it down in the Roshos HaRabim. In that case, again, shneim p'turim, because each one only did half the melacha. So that's what we saw in the Mishnah. And in these last four cases, it was always the Balabais or the Oni. Each one did either Akira or Hanocha, and any one of them did either the Hachnosa or the Hoitzah. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosam, we learnt in a Mishnah in Maseches Shuos, Shuos Shtaim Shein Arba. In the parasha of making a Shvua, which is you're not allowed to make a promise, not allowed to swear, make a vow, a shvur, there are two which are four. And we don't want to get carried away with the fine details of these halachas, they don't belong here. But in the halachas of shvur, the pasuk says, lahora oy lehetiv. You can make a shvur about something you did or something you didn't do. And either of those could be either in the past or in the future. I ate, I didn't eat. I will eat, I won't eat. If somebody makes a shvur in any of those, then the halachas of Shvuah could apply and do apply. So the shtayim, the main two, are in the future. Lahora ulehetiv, in the future. I will eat, I won't eat. Shehein arba, we learn from psukim that even in the past tense, I ate or I didn't eat, also that's the shehein arba, they are also apply the halachas of Shvuah. Yedioys hatuma, shtayim shehein arba. There's a halacha that if somebody is Tomei, there's two things min HaTorah he's not allowed to do. Number one, he's not allowed to eat Hekdash, Korbonus. Number two, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. And if somebody transgresses that, then he's got to bring a Korban Oyle V'Yerud, which means it's a Korban that, depending on your financial means, as to whether you have to bring an animal or a bird or just a Mincha. Korban Oyle V'Yerud. In order to be chayav a korban oyle v'yerid, the halacha is you have to have known that you were tomei, then you have to have forgotten, and then you have to again, after you transgressed this b'shoigeg, you realized that you either went into the Beis HaMikdash or you ate hekdash, and you now became aware of it. Then you bring a korban oyle v'yerid. So yedioys hatuma shtaim shein arba. The shtaim means that if he forgot, whilst he was doing the Avera, he forgot that he was Tomei, and therefore, thinking that he was Tohir, he either went into the Beis HaMikdash or ate Hekdash. That's the Shtayim. Shehein Arba is when he didn't forget that he was Tomei, but he forgot the halachas of Hekdash. He didn't realize this was Hekdash. He didn't realize he was going into the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't realize that the meat he was eating or touching was Hekdash. That's Shehein Arba, that there too the halachas of Tuma apply. Marois Negoim, in Tzaraas also we know the Pasuk explicitly speaks about two main colors of boils that have the halachas of Tzaraas, and they are the Se'es and the Baheres. And then the Pasuk says there's a sapachas, there's other types of colours that are similar, that are annexed to the main ones. That's the Shehein Arba, and there's two other colours that are off-white of the original two, of the Se'es and the Baheres. That's Shtayim Shehein Arba with the Marois Negoim, the colours of the Tzoras. Yitzios HaShabbos, this is the important bit, that the Mishnah there brings another example of Shtayim Shein Arba, which is Yitzios HaShabbos, our Mishnah, Shtayim Shein Arba. And there it just says, Shtayim Shein Arba, there's two which are four. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Hocha Detoni, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, or Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah elaborates that there's the Oni, there's the Oshir, the Oni can do Shtayim, he can do the whole Melocha in two ways, either by taking in or by taking out. The Oni can do the whole Melocha in two ways, and Shein Arba, there's an extra four cases at the end of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah there just refers to the halachas of Yitzias Shabbos with Shtayim Shein Arba. It altogether only has four, and it says there's two which is four. Which two? Which four? How is the Mishnah there working? How is the Mishnah here working? And what's the difference between them? Says the Gemara, Hocha de Iker Shabbosu, Masechtas Shabbos, this is the main place where these melachos belong, these halachos belong. In Shavuos, it's just brought, because it says that the Shavuos, the Shtayim Shein Arba, it brings a few other examples of Shtayim Shein Arba. But over here, this is the Masechta where Hoitzah of Shabbos ought to be discussed, since this is where it belongs. Toni Ovois, V'toni Toildois. The Ovois is taking out from a Roshus HaYochid into Roshus HaRabim. The Toildois is taking in from the Roshus HaRabim into Roshus HaYochid. Hosom, over there where it's not the Iker of the main place for these halachas, Delav Iker Shabbosu, Ovois Toni, Toildois Loitoni. Over there only speaks about the Ovois, only speaks about taking out and totally ignores the bringing in. So how would we learn the Mishnah over there in Shavuos? What's the Shtayim Shein Arba? So the Shtayim are the two ways that one can transgress the entire Melocha of Hoitzah just with taking out. How do you do that? Akira, Hoitzah, and Anocha. The Shtayim there, one of the Balabais, one of the Oni. You could either be inside and do a complete Hoitzah, or you can be outside and do a complete Hoitzah. That's the Shtayim. What's the Shehein Arba? There's another two cases, which is only Yitzios. What does that mean? What cases could we be talking about that there's only Yitzios? The Gemara's going to ask that in a minute. Let's see the Gemara inside. Ovois mayniyuhu Yitzios. We just said now that Ovois is the only Yitzios. V'Yitzios trei havyon. The Yitzios, we know there's two. One for the Oni, one for the Balabais. And the Gemara means to ask that if you're only talking about Yitzios, because the Mishnah in Shavuos is only talking about the Ovois, which is Yitzios, then Trein Hava, you don't have more than two. What's the Shehein Arba? Says the Gemara, V'chiteima mehen l'chiyuv or mehen l'ptur. Are you going to say that the Shtayim is where there's going to be a proper chiyuv, where each one does a full Yitziah, a full Hoitzah, taking out? And Shehein Arba is another two, which are also Hoitzois, but there it's a Ptur, it's not the whole Melocha. And here Rashi tells us, Yesoid, that the doing the Akira, the lifting up, which is the beginning of the Melocha, and potentially could bring you to doing the end of the Melocha, is much more serious than doing a Hanocha. So here the Gemara is suggesting that Shtayim Shein Arba is two Yitzios, which are complete Melochis, as we said, one of the Oni, one of the Balabais. Shehein Arba, and the cases of Ptur, which are only Yitzios Dik, they're only referring to taking out, and only Akirois, they can only be the Balabais. Either the Balabais does the Akira, which then the Oni does the Hoitzah and the Hanocha, but the Balabais did the Akira. Or the Balabais did the Akira and the Hoitzah, and the Oni did the Hanocha. So those are two cases where you've got an Akira, which is going to contribute to a Yitziah, both the Balabais, and that's the Shehein Arba, that's the extra two cases in the Mishnah in Shavuos. That's what the Gemara is suggesting here. Says the Gemara, that would be very difficult to understand. V'hadumya demaris negoim ktoni. The Mishnah then Shavuos brings a whole list. And regarding maris negoim, nobody argues, everyone agrees that all four of the colors of tzoras are all chayav, they have the same halachas. Ma hosom kulhu l'chiyuva, the shtayim shein arba of negoim is definitely l'chiyuv, it's not two adoraisa, two adorabonon, they're all equally stringent. Af hochanami kulhu l'chiyuva. We can comfortably assume that the shtayim shein arba regarding Yetzios HaShabbos in the Mishnah in Shavuos must be that there's a proper chiyuv on all shtayim shein arba. Where do you have shtayim shein arba? If you're only talking about Ovois, if you're only talking about Yetzios, Ela Omar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says as follows: Hocha de Ikar Shabbos hu. Over here in our Mishnah, which is the main place of the Helchos Hayitzah, Toni Chiyuva Upturi. Our Mishnah, as we saw, has four cases that are completely chayiv, and then four cases which are potter. Hasam, but over there in the Mishnah in Shavuos, de Lav Ikar Shabbos hu. It's not the place for the halachas of Shabbos. Chiyuva toni upturei loy toni. It mentions the shtayim shein arba completely chayiv. The Gemara assumes that the Mishnah that's speaking about chiyuva, the Mishnah in Shavuos is only chiyuva. What's chiyuva? Chiyuva mainihu yitzias. We assume that it means yitzias, only taking out is yitzias, like it says in the Mishnah yitzias haShabbos. Says the Gemara, Yitzios Tarta Havyon. There's only two Yitzios that you have completely chiyuv. Either the Balabais takes out, or the Oni takes out. Says the Gemara, no. Shtayim Dohitzah, Ushtayim Dachnosa. Do you know what Yitzios means? Doing a full transferring from one domain to the next is called a Yitzios. That includes the bringing in as well as taking out. So when it says shtayim, it means shtayim that are taking out, and shehein arba, which are bringing in. So the two that are taking out is if either the oni or the balabais do the entire melacha, but taking something from the rishus hayochid to the rishus harabim. Shehein arba is where you've got either the oni or the balabais doing the complete melacha of taking in from the rishus harabim into rishus hayochid. And in that case, you have four cases, which happen to be the first four cases in our Mishnah, which are the Shtayim Shehein Arba in the Mishnah in Shavuos. Asks the Gemara of a Yitzias Ktoni. The Mishnah says that Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba, and Yitzias is literally translated as taking out. Omer Vashi, Tana Hachnosa Nami Hoitza Korilei. The Tana of the Mishnah calls bringing in also as a hitzah, because you're taking it out of one domain and bringing it into another domain. Mimai, how can you prove that the word yitzias in a Mishnah also means bringing in? Miditnan, since we learnt in the Mishnah, a Mishnah later on in Maseches Shabbos, hamoitzi mirshus lirshus chayev. It's one of the melachos are that if you are moitzi, if you take out from one domain to the next, you're chayev. Miloy oskin on the koma ayil mershus harabim lershus hayochid. We're talking about also bringing in from a rishus harabim to rishus hayochid. Vivekori leitzah, and the Mishnah calls it a hitzah. So you can see that the Mishnah does not have a problem calling a bringing in with the term hitzah. V'tamumai. Why should it be that way, that the melacha of Hayitzah includes bringing in? Says the Gemara, Kol akiras chayfetz mimekoymoy, uprooting anything, any object, from one domain, and bringing it into another domain, Tana Hayitzah korilei, the Tana calls that Hayitzah. You're taking it out of where it was, out of its original domain, into another domain. Omer Vina Masnisa Nami Daika, our Mishnah we just learnt on Amud Aleph, it also seems to be going that way. Dikton Yetzios, our Mishnah starts with Yetzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, and start reading the Mishnah. V'koma Farish Hachnosa L'Alta, the first thing the Mishnah says is talking about taking an object that was outside and bringing it in. So you see that the words Yetzios include Shema Mina, include bringing in as well. Rava Omer, and also to explain the Mishnah in Shavuos, how do you have a Shtayim Shein Arba? Rav explains it a bit differently to Rav Papa. Rav Papa said Shtayim is the Hoitzois, the taking out, Shein Arba, which includes the bringing in. Rava says, no, Roshuyos Katoni, Roshuyos Shabbos Shtayim. So what Rava is just saying is, Shtayim, it doesn't mean that we're splitting up the taking out from the taking in. The Shtayim is the taking out, Shein Arba, which is another two to taking in. No, Shtayim, there are two domains. Minatayra, there's Roshus Ayochid and Roshus Arabim. Shehein Arba, consequent to the fact that there's two domains, there are four ways that one can transgress the Issa of Haitzah. Either the Oni or the Balabais, either Achnosa or Haitzah. That's how the Gemara now has explained the Mishnah in Shavuos. Now the Gemara has hardly made mention of how to understand our Mishnah. What's the Shtayim Shehein Arba? How does that work? So we had one nusach that the Gemara said before, that because the place to discuss these halachos is in Maseches Shabbos, that's why our Mishnah has ovois as well as toldois. And then we had another nusach later that Rav Papa said that our Mishnah has also chiyuvim, also pturim. But it seems to be very, very clear across the board in Rashi that the way they explained our Mishnah. So in the Havamin of the Gemara, where we said that the Mishnah in Shavuos is only talking about Ovois, only Yetzios, and our Mishnah is Ovois and Toldois, which means Yetzios and Hachnosois, so our Mishnah would go as follows. This Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, which means that the Balabais who's inside, he's got two ways of transgressing the entire Hoitzah, because don't forget in our Mishnah, you've got Ovois and Toldois, Yetzia and Hachnosa. The Balabais has two ways of doing that. Either doing an entire Knisa, an entire Achnosa, including Akira and Hanocha, or an entire Hoitzah, including an Akira and Hanocha. That's the Shtayim. What's the Shein Arba? Is that there's, for the Balabais, there's another two Pturim, another two ways of transgressing half the Malacha, and they are an Akira of the Balabais. As Rashi says, in the whole Sugya, we always focus on the Akira. The Balabais does an Akira, and he can either do an Akira and let the Oni do the Hoitzah and the Hanocha, or he can do the Akira and the Hoitzah and let the Oni do the Hanocha. In either case, the Balabais has done an Akira that potentially was going to do the Issa of Hoitzah, and that's the Shehein Arba of the Balabais. Two Akirois, two options of an Akira of the Balabais, either with or without the Hoitzah. And the Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz is similar as regarding to the Oni. The Oni's got two ways of doing the entire Issa. And don't forget, since we're talking about Maseches Shabbos, then the Gemara says it's Ovois and Toldois, so which means Yetzios and Knisois. The Oni can do the whole Malacha, either a Knisa or a Yetzia. Either he does an Akira, a Hachnosa and a Hanocha, or an Akira, Hoitzah and Hanocha. Shehein Arba is two Akirois of the Oni, either just an Akira where the Balabais does the Knisa and the Hanocha, or the Oni does an Akira and a Knisa and the Balabais does the Hanocha. In both cases, the Oni has done an Akira, and that's the Shehein Arba of the Oni. That's as far as the Gemara that says that our Mishnah is Ovois and Toldois. Now moving over to Rav Papa and Rava, the truth is they learn our Mishnah in exactly the same way. That either whether, however you learn the two, the Shtayim, which is two Roshuyos according to Rava or according to Rav Papa, it's just the two Chiyuvim doing the entire Melachos as we explained. The Shehein Arba of Rav Papa and the Shehein Arba according to Rava are the same as in the first explanation that we just explained in the Gemara, that the Shehein Arba Mibifnim is the two Akirois of the Balabais, either with or without the Hoitzah, and the Shehein Arba Mibachutz of the Oni is the two Akirois of the Oni, with or without the Hachnosa. So according to everybody, the explanation of what the Shtayim Shehein Arba in our Mishnah are is clear. And the whole discussion is just how to understand the Mishnah in Shavuos. So this is, we've clearly explained our Gemara according to Rashi. There are many other explanations in the Rishonim, but we want to keep it single, simple, and uniform. So we're going to continue working with the theme of Rashi and Rashi only. In Mirtz Hashem, in our next year, we're going to continue the sugya from here.